Hello, my name is Mashana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I am not.
Okay, what are you calling regarding?
Well, it is of my own making, and I'm now being passed around like a bowl of gravy at the dinner table. I had my second vaccination on Monday. The hospital in which it was administered at gave me my vaccination card. And the moment I got home, the clothes that I was wearing, I took off, threw in the washing machine, unfortunately, with my vaccination card in my shirt and shredded into nothing now. I'm able to pull up my patient information at the hospital in which the vaccine was administered. It's showing that I have had both COVID vaccines. They, however, do not have any inventory for extra vaccination cards to give out. And they contacted me they referred me to the local health department, who then has referred me to your general 1-800 COVID number. And I'm hoping you all can provide me some information. And mostly I'm hoping that I can relay this information back to the hospital and to our health department. They said that they've had dozens of calls of people in the same boat as I'm in right now.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm looking here on the ADPH website, and I'm going to see if I can get some information on that for you. Because I have heard of other people who have been losing their cards also, and we refer them back to their location that they got them from because we have no access to the information. And I don't know why the places just refer them back to us because they're the only ones with that information. But let me see if I can find it here.
They're telling me they would give me another card. They just don't have the inventory to do it. So the people they're trying to that are calling, they're just giving other numbers to try to tell them to call other places because they don't have an answer.
Okay. They don't have the inventory as in, like, paper to give it?
Yes, ma'am. They said they were only given a certain allotment of the vaccination cards, and it was only consistent with the amount of doses that they had. So they don't have any additional of the cards themselves to give out. So despite having all the verified proof that I need, they don't have any additional cards that they can hand out to those who might have misplaced, lost, or in my case, washed.
Okay. And have you also, you said you have already tried contacting your local county health department?
Yes, ma'am. They're the ones that referred me and gave me the number to you guys and told me to call you. They acted like they didn't have the slightest clue what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. The site doesn't give me any information regarding vaccination cards. I am looking here on the what to do after you're fully vaccinated. When you contacted your county health department, did you let them know first that you've already been fully vaccinated?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay, let me see. Okay, yeah, the website doesn't tell me anything regarding the cards. If you want, I can Google another county health department that you wouldn't mind traveling to receive your card information and see if they can help you out. Or another, well, I don't think another hospital will. Well, it depends.
So you were looking up. I guess I'm just confused.
Yes, I was here on the ADPH website that also took me to CDC.gov, and they just have, like, general statements for things to do, like, once you're fully vaccinated and everything. They usually have a lot of things that regarding the vaccine or, like, your card or something, but it doesn't say anything regarding exactly the card. It only says things to do after you're fully vaccinated.
All right.
Are you willing to travel to another county?
I would. That wouldn't be a problem, but I have a feeling it's going to be another county in southern Alabama. They're not going to have their act together, and I'm probably just have very little confidence that that would happen. I'm in Mobile County. The next closest would be Baldwin, but unfortunately the counties further north of me are going to be less populated, and I can assure you I'm not going to get any assistance there.
Baldwin and Mobile are popular counties, and it is hard to get information through those counties. I would say probably the less populated ones are kind of easier from what my experience is with hearing what people say. Yeah, Baldwin County and Mobile are pretty busy.
Okay, well, I will take your suggestions. I can't really tell you what county is north or directly north of me. The shame on me for not knowing that. Maybe Escambia?
Okay.
Forgive me, I'm trying to think of my geography a little bit here. Wouldn't be too terribly far away from me. And may I ask, are you just going on these various different county health department websites and trying to find information?
No, I'm going on the ADPH website, the Department of Public Health website, and the CDC.gov website also.
Okay. Don't give me some help with some little bit of keywords, I guess.
Do you want to try Washington County?
Yes, ma'am. That would be fine.
Okay.
That's what I couldn't think of. It was just north of me.
Okay, I can give them, I can give you their phone number and the Escambia County phone number also, if you like.
I'm pretty sure I can. If that's what you're doing, is just going on the ADPH website, I'll be able to locate it from there. I just wasn't quite sure who to contact.
I'm not Googling. Well, I'm Googling their numbers. It's not on the ADPH website. Well, I didn't see it there. But, I mean, if you want to try and look on there, you can. I'm pretty sure they have everything on there, so it'll probably be on there.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me try to give them a shout. I was thinking that I probably needed to go to Mobile, but I think there's something to what you just said. If they're a little bit less busy up there, then hopefully I might be able to get some answers out of them.
Okay, no
All
problem.
Right, well, thank you for your info. I certainly do appreciate it. If I don't get any answers out of them, what do you suggest?
Yeah, the only thing I can say, you could probably just keep trying the the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You said they didn't have enough. Well, whatever.
Yeah, they just don't have the
cards. Or you can
continue
to try the county health department to see if they can help you out, even though they're a little busy.
Yeah. No. All right. Well, hopefully we can figure out a solution soon, because I know I'm not the only one that's dealing with this. I'm trying to work with the hospital administrator and told him I'd gladly pass around any information I find if I can find any out. But unfortunately, I'm still at square one here trying to figure it out.
Yeah, so hopefully
somebody
can help you out soon. And you're welcome, and thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you enjoy your day.
Yeah.